And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
With the disappearance of Chandra Levy, there have been so many different theories, so many different ideas as to how one might find her or how one might catch the culprit who may have had something to do with her disappearance. And a lot of people offering advice and help. I know the police get lots of tips, and many of them are worthless. And there's some people who have ideas on how perhaps she can still be found alive. Chris Norton, I understand you're an aspiring model. You also have done some telemarketing. But right now, are you an aspiring model or an aspiring actor?
No, I currently have done some modeling. I'm an aspiring actor.
What is your idea, and I saw this in a press release, and we were talking to your manager, Lance Germain, about this, that you want to lure Chandra Levy out. You think she's in hiding.
One of the things I think that the police has not done is to appeal to her as a woman. I don't believe she's been abducted. I don't believe she's dead. I think she's trying to get over this love affair gone bad with Gary Condit.
And even though her family desperately wants to see her, and even though the police are desperately trying to find her, she's staying hidden because her heart's broken?
I think it's a very real possibility. I think if you know women, you know that they take longer to get over a heartache. And I think we know, like a wounded animal, go way off into a cave. A lot of time a woman go do that too. And you have to lure her out. I think you have to let her know it's okay. And one thing I learned when I used to go fishing with my grandfather, like we used to go fishing up at Big Bear Lake, he used to say you should have the right bait. And if you have the right bait, get the fish you want. And in John Relievi's case, they has not tried to use the right bait.
Well, the right bait somehow has something to do with you, I understand.
Well, I believe I could be the right bait to draw out a woman who has had her heart broken.
Now, you work part-time as a model.
I've worked part-time as a model for Action Male magazine, which is kind of an adult magazine for women. My manager, Lance Germain, has lined up similar deals for me.
All right, well, Mr. Germain also tells me you want an acting career.
Yes, right now we're going over different offers from several different production houses.
But all of this has to do with how good-looking you are? Or?
Well, we sent over some publicity shots, my commercial composites, my headshots. They show you that, yes, I am good-looking. You know, I don't mean to be egotistical or anything, but you see my pictures.
Well, I'm really not the guy to judge these, but I do have some of them here, Chris. You look like a good-looking guy.
Well, if you could describe them to the listener...
Well, you have a picture here of yourself. You have kind of a Brad Pitt look. And is that a mullet haircut I see there?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I always hear women always say that I look like Brad Pitt, and a lot of my friends say that I'm Brad Pitt with a mullet.
So the mullet I see is sort of short on top and...
Yeah, it's short on top, it's long on the back. I got some blonde highlights going on in it, you know, it's...
Brad Pitt with a mullet. Now this is a commercial picture here that shows you in some sort of a rock and roll pose.
Yes, sir. My manager said that's a good picture for commercial work.
That's a tongue stud I see right there, and both ears are pierced.
Yeah, I have a variety of interesting piercings. My tongue is pierced.
Why do you do that, man?
Well, I don't know if you understand. It's for sex. I also have my scrot pierced, too. I mean, it's sexy. For women.
All right, Chris, so how do you see you being able to draw out Chandra Levy?
Well, my manager, Lance Germain, has been in touch with FBI, the Washington Police Department, all the media, CBS and NBC, too. And we also called up USA Today and LA Times to hopefully get them to publish my pictures with a line underneath it.
Now, I've got a mock-up of the ad that you want to place in the LA Times, and it has a picture of you, and it says, Chandra, I'll help you forget him, guaranteed, Chris, because you believe she's in hiding, thinking about Gary Condit.
See, when she sees my pictures and that I'm good-looking and I'm willing to go out with her, she'll feel that she don't need Gary Condit, because right now she thinks that old man's as good as it gets. But as my buddies and I like to say, when we head out on a Friday night, you know, we're as real can get. And I got to tell you, there's a trail of women that I've made very happy a lot of times.
Well, suppose this girl is alive and she sees your picture in the paper with your phone number, and I see that your phone number is this your home number?
No, that's my manager's office.
So if Chandra Levy were alive and wanted to make contact with you, she'd...
Well, first she has to go through my manager, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, you don't want to make it too difficult for her to get in touch with you, do you?
No, sir. I mean, she just needs to call my manager's number and...
Well, what would you expect her to say to you?
Well, I mean, she'll probably be thankful that someone else is interested in her instead of just Condit. I mean, that there's a larger issue, Mr. Henry, and that is that she has the opportunity to go out with someone who is very sexy, is very hot. I know good restaurants. I'm also very good looking. I'm doing this as a public service because some have said that I'm looking for publicity.
Well, Mr. Norton, isn't that the case that you're looking for publicity?
No, sir, it is not.
Isn't it the case that you want to get, you're an aspiring actor, an aspiring model?
No, sir, it is not. That's unfair when someone wants to do a public service.
Well, give me an example of a restaurant you'd like to take her to. And while you're thinking of that, I'm going to give our number out, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Chris Norton from Redondo Beach, California, believes that he can lure Chandra Levy out of hiding by publishing his picture with a caption that reads, "Chandra, I'll help you forget him, guaranteed, Chris," meaning Gary Condit.
That's correct, yeah.
Give me an example of the restaurant you'd take her to.
Well, you want atmosphere. I think TGY Friday is very nice. Nice atmosphere. The Applebee's is very nice. Probably the finest restaurant that I've been to and that you could go to is Olive Garden. So what? Basically, what I'm offering.
Okay, Applebee's and Olive Garden.
Basically, what I'm offering right now, today, as of today, I'm offering Chandra Levy the chance to have dinner with me at Olive Garden, then dancing at the Rusty Pelican or Josh Slocum's in Newport Beach, and the opportunity to have, if she wants, intimate sex with me. I'm speaking directly now to you, Chandra, but we just want to know that you're safe. And I will call your parents home and make this offer to them. We just want to know you're okay. And if you do not respond to this offer by the end of the week, I will assume that you're dead because if you were alive, I know you would call after seeing my pictures. And if you're dead, then I will withdraw the offer by Friday.
That's if she's dead.
Well, I mean, yeah, if she's dead, she can't call, but I'm covering my bases about that.
All right, Chris Norton with us here, 1-800-449-8686. Why would you withdraw the offer by Friday?
Because I'm assuming if we place enough ads in a lot of the papers that I'm going to assume, and secondly, it's really expensive to keep the ads going, I'm going to assume that she's dead. But I'm thinking that maybe if she's alive.
All right, so you don't have any proof or any idea that she's alive. You're thinking if she's alive, you can draw her out.
It's something that people haven't thought about. And again, I am very good looking, and I do have... I'm very sexy, and I think that when a woman is...
Do you have experience getting women over old love affairs?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I had two women in the last year break up, well, not break up with their husbands. I mean, they were breaking up with them, but I pushed them over the... They didn't know whether they wanted to divorce their husbands or not.
And when they met you?
They went ahead and divorced them, yeah. And unfortunately, I had to tell them, no, you can't be with me, but... That was too late, I guess, for that.
Did these women divorce their husbands thinking they were going to get married to you?
I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, who knows what some chick's thinking from one minute to the next. But, I mean, I guess. You know, next thing I know, this one chick's calling my house at 3 o'clock. She's like, oh, yeah, I divorced him so we can run away. I'm like, hello? I think you have the wrong number. I mean, I hung up, you know.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. His name is Chris Norton. He believes that all you have to do is lure Chandra out of hiding. He believes she could be in hiding and that she's in hiding trying to get over her love affair with Gary Condit and that Chris is the guy to do it. He has an ad that he wants to take out. It says, "Chandra, I'll help you forget him, guaranteed, Chris," and a picture of him. He's a good-looking guy. He's got a mullet haircut and two pierced ears, and it looks like he's got one hand to his chin, and it looks like kind of gold around his wrist. Aspiring model and part-time model, aspiring actor. 1-800-449-8686. If she's in hiding, can she be lured out of hiding with an offer like this? It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
If Chandra Levy is in hiding, Chris, why is she in hiding? Why won't she just come out and talk to her parents and talk to the police?
Well, I think at this point, I mean, she's in hiding because she thinks that all she can get probably is some older guy. I mean, all she thinks she can get is some old guy. You know, and she can't get. What I'm saying is, she can have somebody who's young and hot,
and that's you.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to be egotistical, but I'm saying I am younger and hotter than Gary Conant, and I want to prove to her. I mean, I've seen her. You know, she's not that good looking, but I heard she had a great personality, and I'd be willing to, you know, get her out of hiding or anything. But right now, she's probably hiding because she don't think she can get anything other than some old tired, you know, wrinkled up old man, you know.
And you at least want to show her that she can have better than that.
Yeah.
And you don't think you sound egotistical.
No, I probably do, but I don't mean to be. I'm trying to help somebody come out of hiding because she thinks all she can get is a wrinkly old man.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is with us. Here's Linda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I think this guy is nuts. I just can't believe that he thinks that he's going to be able to draw this woman out. He doesn't sound that great to me.
Have you got any better idea?
Well, no, I don't have any ideas to draw her out. I don't know if she is in hiding, or if something has happened to her, and I hope something hasn't.
If she's,
but you know what?
See, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of men you're used to being around. I'm just saying that
I'm used to being around men who go to finer restaurants than the Olive Garden.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, if you don't like the Olive Garden, it's your business. Okay, it's one of the finest restaurants. Can you get a guy under 50? Is he under 50?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm telling Chandra she can get a guy under 50, too.
Well, maybe
you know,
she doesn't want a guy
probably,
under 50.
When they were going out together, he kept her hidden away in his apartment. And I'll take her out to a great restaurant if she want to come to Applebee's or something.
Well, first of all, it was her apartment. And secondly, a woman who is in love with somebody who's pretty straight-laced looking like a congressman probably isn't going to go for a guy with piercings who's an aspiring actor and model.
Well, I'm saying
all
she thought she could get was some old dude. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I wish you luck with this, but I don't think
1-800-449-8686. So in other words, you think that Chandra Levy isn't aware she's attractive to younger men.
That's right. Well, I don't know if she is.
Well, what do you mean you don't know if she is? Isn't she attractive to you?
Well, not really. I mean, I'm telling her.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm just saying she's tried the rest, now try the best. You know what I'm saying? She's tried the rest, now try the best.
And is she attractive to you?
Not really. I mean,
well, then why would you be offering to take her out and have sex with her and everything else?
Because on account of the public service.
So you're doing a public service.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Mr. Henry, you have to understand.
Well, that's not a very flattering thing.
Well, I mean, are we looking to save somebody's life? All the guys that went to the D-Day and are laying dead now over on a beach, that was in World War II. Those guys died, okay?
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of men who died. What has that possibly got to do?
I'm just trying to say I'm trying to help out our country, too. I'm willing to throw myself on a grenade. I could look over some nappy flaws for the goodness of the society of what I live in. And
are you telling me that you going out with Chandra Levy is the same as some guy storming a beach at Normandy?
I'm saying, yeah, it's a dangerous thing.
What's dangerous about it?
Because first of all, my friends at Rusty Pelican would see me being with not by quality. I'm not saying she's that bad. She's not my quality, okay?
So in other words, your reputation would be murdered the way a guy getting shot down at Normandy was.
I'm saying if you give your life for your country, and I want to give my life for my country, going out with a nappy girl or a guy would throw himself on a hand grenade. Guys in World War II did it all the time. And
I think it's a little offensive to compare your taking Chandra Levy out as a public service to some guy throwing himself on a hand grenade.
Well,
I mean, you need to think about that, Chris.
I did. I don't see no difference.
You don't see any difference?
No. I mean, look, I'm just doing my part to save a life.
All right. You know what? I can appreciate that. It's a little offensive. Yeah, man, the guys that stormed Normandy and me going out with Chandra Levy, same thing. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes.
I just want to say that it's going to take a lot more than an Olive Garden dinner and that dork to get her out of hiding.
Well, what? You know her? I mean, how do you know? And you've never seen me.
Well, I can hear you and know that you are no Brad Pitt, buddy.
Hey, I look just like Brad Pitt with a mullet cut. Okay, that's number one. Number two, no guy's made the attempt to get her out of hiding. I mean, women who go away trying to nurse a heartbreak, how many guys try to get them out of it? I will try.
All right, so you're going to try and get her.
A little more than you, freak show.
Yeah, like what?
Like a man with a clue.
Well,
if you think going to Applebee's is going to get a distressed woman
with a clue
to come out of hiding, you are crazy.
Oh, I see. So she's going to stay in hiding, so her mother and father are hurt, and so the police are wasting their time, and she won't come to Applebee's?
No, she will not go to Applebee's with you, my friend.
When's the last time you went into hiding after screwing a congressman?
All right, that isn't...
Well, she seems to know a lot about it. And Applebee's serves a great steak, too. So, hey, I tell you what, when you're able to go out with a guy with like a congressman, give me a call, okay? And the police ain't appealed to her as a woman. I'll make her feel like a woman, like she not never felt before.
Oh, is
like
that
like she
right?
not never felt before. All right, 1-800-449-86...
You don't want to laugh at me. I'm doing my part for my country.
Well, what you're saying here, man, is that you will...
Look, I'm willing to take out.
Look, Chris, I'm not saying that you're a bad guy. I'm saying that you care about the life of a person. I'm saying you care about Chandra Levy, and I understand that. I guess what you're saying here is rubbing people the wrong way because you want to compare what you're doing to some guy giving his life for his country. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Chris Norton here on The Phil Hendry Show. He's a young aspiring actor, a part-time model, who has taken out ads in a variety of major newspapers with his picture. And you are a good-looking guy, Chris. I mean,
well, I know that. I don't need you to tell me that.
Okay, well, I was just trying to be nice.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it, but I don't need a dude to tell me that.
All right, but you are a nice-looking guy, and you got a caption of the picture that says, Chandra, I'll help you forget him, guaranteed Chris. You've offered to take her out to Applebee's or Olive Garden and then take her home for some sex.
No, for intimate sex.
For intimate sex, okay. And all of this so that she'll come out of... You also offered to take her out for dancing. I might mention that as well.
Yeah, either Rusty Pelican or Josh Slocum.
Wherever. And then you've said that you will do all of this... If she'll come out of hiding, and you are not interested in the publicity at all. That's the other thing that you said.
No, I mean...
Yeah. 1-800...
No, I'm not.
Yeah. 1-800-449...
Well, what would be cool is after I take her out is to get my name on the... what I was hoping to get my name on a Vietnam memorial.
The what?
To get my name on a Vietnam memorial.
Why?
Well, if you think about what those guys do and what me going out with Chandra Levy...
What is it with you, man? Going out with Chandra Levy is like taking a bullet from the Viet Cong? Good Lord. I mean, you don't want...
I'm not trying to insult her.
No, you're not trying to insult her at all. Hey, look, Chandra, I'll go out with you. I mean, you know, you might as well put my name on the Vietnam Memorial. You might as well just put me right up there with the guys that died at D-Day. But I'll go out with you if you come out of hiding.
I mean...
Yeah, you got to think about this stuff, man. Here is Heather on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
This guy is unbelievable. It is.
Well, I'm making an offer to help save a life. What are you people doing?
Well, dude, I'm not. Go ahead. I'm taking up your time, Heather.
What are you people doing?
There's a very strong possibility per the FBI and all the police and all the major news channels that this woman is dead somewhere right now, that she's been murdered.
Well, I hope she's not. I hope she's not, and I'm trying.
And so do I, but you are making a mockery of this.
Making a mockery of
it? For your own self-sake.
Why? Because I'm offering to take her out if she'll come out of hiding? What if she is in hiding? Somebody got to do it.
I highly doubt that any woman with any amount, small amount of intelligence would go into hiding for weeks at a time, watch her family suffer. This is a woman who they showed videotapes, loved her family, spent time with her family, all over a man.
But they ain't given her a reason to come out of hiding yet.
Oh, okay, going to Applebee's with you?
I honestly do not think you are the reason to come out of hiding.
I'm willing to risk my...
You and a $15 dinner at the Olive Garden really wouldn't make me come out of hiding.
Well, hey, maybe I wouldn't take you to the Olive Garden. You know, I mean, I don't know how hanky you are, but I'm willing to...
Do you have to insult every woman that calls?
Hey,
well, he has
I'm willing
no respect
to risk
for women, and that's why he's on the show right now.
I'm willing to risk my entire dating career for the sake of one woman's life. I could maybe not never go out with a woman again after they see me with her. Think about that.
Oh, what did he do? Drop the phone? All right, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show will be back with Chris Norton in a moment.
1-800-449-8686. The Bill Hendry Show is back.
Chris, it says here in your biography you're into extreme sports. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I am. I've gone sky surfing. I also I do some mountain biking and stuff like that.
What has that got to do with you offering Chandra Levy a date?
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, it's the same thing. I mean, I'm very good looking. For me to go out into the public areas with her, she's nice. I hear she's got a great personality and she tells jokes, but...
What, dating her is like an extreme sport?
I mean, if my friends see me with her, it's dangerous. It's kind of a thrill in a way to go out with a girl who may not be that good looking. I mean, I go out with babes that are Playboy model, I mean, caliber, okay?
All right.
And to go out with Chandra Levy, that's like, you know, having somebody shooting arrows at you or something. That's like, my friends might never not be my friends no more.
Boy, you got a world, man. You're living in a world of hurt, brother.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
What do you mean going out with Chandra Levy is like taking an arrow?
Be like sky surfing or something.
Yeah, like falling down the rapids in a canoe.
Duh.
1-800-449-8686.
I mean, it's like being on Fear Factor or something. I really love that show.
Going out with Chandra Levy is like being on Fear Factor.
She's not the kind of caliber of what a girl that I go out with. But I'm willing to do it because I always want to be in the military, but they wouldn't take me because I'd taken hallucinogenics.
So this is like being in the military. Everything you say, you understand, is an insult to that woman.
No, I want her to be safe and sound and go home to her mom and dad so she can go out with guys that she's used to going out with.
Yeah, well, that's Gary Condit, man. You keep doubling back on yourself. Sean, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes. I just want to have
it's
a
like
comment
being on
for
Fear
the cinnamon there. Now, I've had my heart broken, and I've gone into hiding for numerous days.
Yeah, see,
but
it happened.
But in no way have I ever disturbed my family by not letting them know where I'm at. And furthermore, if I was hurt, I certainly don't want a steak dinner at Applebee's to soothe the pain.
Well, but that's you. See, I'm offering her. I don't know what'll bring her out of hiding. I might.
But at this point, she's already dead. I mean,
well, I don't know that.
That woman has to be dead because if she.
How long did you go into hiding for?
At this point, she would have already contacted her parents. No woman scorned would treat their family that way.
Well, how long?
In any case, no matter how hurt they are,
right,
they're not going to stay away from their family and make their family think that they're dead.
Well, how long were you in hiding for?
I mean, you know, when you're in love.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
The days don't mean anything.
What was your question?
My question was, how long was she in hiding for?
How long were you in hiding for, Sean?
I was only in for, what, a week, 2 weeks? I mean, but you have to have bring yourself out of it, to go to work.
She's really in pain. She's really in pain, and I'm saying
pain
dancing.
No pain.
I'll take her dancing at Applebee's.
Would treat her family that way.
I'll take her dancing at Applebee's.
But you know what?
And
dancing at Applebee's and a steak dinner sure as hell is not going to bring her out of hiding. I mean,
well, wait a second. Yeah, but with me.
Done worse to her.
No, but with me. She'll be there with.
You're some big super stud.
If
you're
supposed
to be able to just love the women. I was listening to you on the way home, and you said you loved this woman right to the point where she divorced her husband.
Well, yeah.
And you didn't even want to be with her.
Well,
so
no,
you're
I mean,
just as slimy as the congressman was.
Well, wait a second.
And
but
then
I'm
in that
just,
case, I'd go kill myself, too, and never be found again.
Wait, she has not even yet had sex with me, okay? That's number one. Number two.
All right, so what? She's supposed to have sex with you, then go blow her brains out? What are you trying to say, man?
Exactly. I mean.
You know, what is it that.
Have you ever seen when, like, they bring a scoop of ice cream and they sing Happy Birthday? They could sing, like, Happy Coming Out of Hiding to Chandra. I mean, I'm so good in bed, I can satisfy a black woman, and I'm white.
Well, you know what? I'm
See?
A black woman, and you sure
okay.
as hell is not satisfying me by the way you're talking on this phone.
But well,
the
check
whole
it out.
World.
But you got to admit, that's quite a mountain to climb for a white guy to be able to.
Oh, will you stop?
What?
For a white guy.
Look, all I'm saying is, all I'm saying.
Yeah, what are you saying, man?
I'm saying that if Chandra Levy comes out of hiding, she can have, well, I forget.
Well, at this point, if she is in hiding and she's listening to this, then she may as well stay in hiding because you're definitely not enticing her to come out.
So my public service offer
That's
is
That's not
being
a public
scorned.
Service offer.
Well, what
That's
is it?
That's a personal service offer. You're trying to get pleasure off of that. That's not, you're not doing a public service to the world by driving her out of hiding so you can have sex with her. That's a personal.
Well, what
service.
about the hits?
You're wanting personal service done to yourself.
No,
you're wanting to have sex with a famous woman, just as Lewinsky did with Clinton.
That's no, but Lewinsky
you're trying to get some publicity. That's all.
No, but see, here's the thing about Melissa Lewinsky. She has sex with a president, okay? But I'm offering Chandra Levy to have sex with me.
Private citizen who is so full of himself that it's ridiculous.
You're basically saying, Chris, that she's never had sex with a guy as good-looking as you.
I doubt it.
How do you know?
Well, check her out. I mean...
But how do you know
How
that?
Do you know?
Do you know her personally?
No, technically,
so
no.
So then you don't know who she's dated. You don't know if she's dated a Tom
what about
Cruise
when,
looking like. You don't know what she's dated.
What about when Mary Lewinsky went out with the president?
What about when she did that? She did that for... Straightly to be in the papers, to be in the news, to make money. Exactly what you're trying to do.
Do you think that President Clinton went out with Lewinsky because she was famous? No. Because he wanted
to
help out Lewinsky.
No, he did it to get laid, just like you're trying to do it to get laid.
Well, look, Melissa Lewinsky and President Clinton were two people in the world.
What do you mean, Melissa Lewinsky?
Who is that?
It's Lewinsky, Monica Lewinsky. Melissa.
You know, all I've had since I come on this program is people making fun of my honest effort to take one for the team.
And you comparing your going out with Chandra Levy to hitting the beach at D-Day is one hell of a comparison, pal.
And there's no comparison at all.
There.
Well, all those guys got shot at by the Germans.
And that's the same as going out with Chandra Levy?
If you look like Brad Pitt with a mullet, yeah.
Don't waste time with this guy.
Yeah.
He's a total airhead.
All right, thank
He's
you.
Stuck on himself.
Sean,
thank
you. If you look like Brad Pitt with a mullet. Pam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. You know what? If this guy wants to do a public service, he needs to go and feed some homeless people on the street. He needs to go and read some stories to some children with AIDS. He's not providing a public service by having sex with Chandra Levy.
Well, that's
if
not
he
my
thinks
strength.
That, if you think that Chandra Levy wants to, after she's been with a congressman and she's educated and she's lived in Washington, if you think that a night with any guy, I don't care who it is going to make her come out of hiding, especially if it's a guy who can't speak English, who doesn't know what the hell's going on in the country with Melissa Lewinsky,
Melissa Lewinsky.
No, you have to understand, Chandra Levy is not coming out of hiding for somebody who uses double negatives in a sentence.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Go feed some homeless people. Go read to some AIDS children.
Oh, okay.
Go do something worthwhile.
Okay, let me get you straight.
Chandra Levy.
Chandra Levy would rather kill herself than go to Applebee's. That's what you're
after
saying.
After spending an evening with you with your double negatives and Applebee's, she might want to kill herself anyway.
That's pretty weak.
But the reality is, if you want to do a public service, the woman who spoke on the radio before me was absolutely correct. You do something that benefits the entire public. I don't want to see anything happen to this girl. I hope that she's okay. But spending a night with any man at all is not going to cure anyone's depression to cause her to hide in the first place.
Look, God gave me a talent, which, okay,
well, you know
is in
what?
My pants.
I think that you should go
I'm
into the porn industry if you're so talented that
no,
way.
No, no.
But your talent is not going to be shared with the world as a public service
Mr. Henry,
by bringing her out of hiding.
Is the DJ there?
The host is here, Phil Henry, yes.
Okay, God gave me a talent, which, okay, yeah, technically is in my pants. But
not in,
in other words, should you misuse your wonderful talent in your pants?
Yeah, should I?
No.
No, you shouldn't.
You
not
shouldn't.
Not in a world where we're
that...
learning about AIDS and we're learning about
why
safe
can't
sex.
I do the bump ugly with Chandra Levy? Why
sex
can't
is
I...
supposed to be about love. Sex is not supposed to be
Says
about
who?
One-night stands with someone that you called a nappy-head girl.
I didn't
when
say she's
she
nappy-head.
You say that, and you're sitting there offering to have sex with her.
No, she looked nappy, okay? But I'm not saying she's nappy-head. I mean, she
you
has
a nappy... You already said she's a nappy girl.
Yeah,
what
you
if
did.
She's listening to you?
Check
you
it
think
out.
She's going to come out of hiding now?
No, I'm saying that I will have sex with her. Okay, I look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I know. Brad
you
Pitt
know,
with a
I
mullet. What are
you
offering
sex...
her?
I don't know what you think sex cures. But it doesn't cure depression. It doesn't cause the re-
it
doesn't
it does
cure
me.
What's causing her to hide.
It cures
One
my
night
depression.
With you isn't going to take care of a relationship that she's recovering from.
How do you know? You never has no sex with me. How do you,
you know?
Know
what? You know what?
You know? And,
you know
and
what?
Okay, I forgot her name. Mona Lewinsky
even...
come out of hiding and go.
Mona Lewinsky. Who the hell is that?
You know what? You don't even know what you're talking about.
It was.
You don't even know who you're speaking about. This woman was in the news for a year and a half, and you can't even get her name right.
Her name?
Monica Lewinsky.
Was not the one that went into hiding, right?
No, that's Chandra Levy.
You don't even know who you're offering to have sex with.
Because she ain't that hot.
You need to just go and get off on your own. You're way out of line here. If you want to help the public, go take some kids off the street and feed them. Go volunteer your time in a shelter. Do something that's productive and worthwhile that benefits mankind.
I'm just offering.
I hope there's nothing wrong with this girl, but you are way off base.
You're belittling her. You can't get her name right. You're saying that going out with her is like hitting the beach at D-Day. You're saying that you couldn't be in the military, so this is one way of making up for it. Do you hear yourself?
I offered that I would have sex with her missionary style.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
I would look at her face.
Oh, well, you'd look at her face.
And then in the morning, would you kick her out, or would you kick her out when you were finished?
No, in the morning,
because
I would get her on a plane and take her over.
Feel like $1 million walking out of your room.
No, in the morning, I would take her over to her mom and dad's house where she belonged.
Isn't that nice of you? And you say, here, Mom and Dad, I've screwed your daughter royally, and now you can have her back. Go repair this.
Well, wait a second. If she come out of hiding to have sex with me, then she...
If she's going to come out of hiding, it's going to be to be with her family and to recover from whatever's going on with her and to live her life happily. It's not to be to have sex with you.
And by the way, Mr. Henry, I know that Mona, the one who was with...
Monica Lewinsky. Mona Lewinsky. I don't know who she is.
And you're saying that if I made her walk bow-legged in her parents...
Okay. That's it, man.
Bow-legged through her parents' front door, she would have...
You're a sick, sick animal. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know, I read this thing online, and it was a detective. He wrote an article for an online magazine of some kind, and he said, well, you know, after 2 months, generally they figure somebody is dead. They don't figure someone like, say, Chandra Levy could disappear on her own because she didn't have that kind of money unless somebody was bankrolling it, and I don't know, I suppose Gary kind of could be bankrolling it, but barring something really bizarre like that, you know, she's gone, and that's it. And then he says, well, then after that, what you do is what the police do is they begin to, A, search in an ever-widening circle around her residence, which is what they're doing, and they interview the people closest to her, which is what they're also doing. Did they interview the parents? Now, this is really sick. I don't mean to offend, but don't they give a lie detector test to them, too, or is that, like, not done? I don't know. But anyway, they wanted to give a lie detector to this guy, Condit. He wouldn't take it, and now they're interested in him for a fourth interview. But they said that the person that they immediately will the first people that they put under their focus are relatives and are the closest, the boyfriend, that kind of thing. Now, this guy couldn't have been the only person here's the other thing. As much as we all want to burn some congressman, as much as we all want to take down some high and mighty Washington politico, as much as we all can't stand congressmen, politicians, people in office who we think are ripping us off. Like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean the guy's a murderer. The other thing is, this isn't the only guy that she knew, is it? I mean, who else does she know? Is this the only guy she went out with? Suppose there was a guy that was jealous of the relationship she had with this guy, Gary Condit. Suppose there was a guy that she met in a bar or something, a dance joint. At work, you know, became enamored of her. She blew him off. He's a psycho. I don't know. Some guy who saw her every day at work, some mousy little dude that works in the library there at the Department of Commerce. I don't know. He's just shuffling papers back and forth, sweeping up. Some cat who swept up at night.
Good night, Miss Levy.
Good night, Rufus. I don't mean Rufus as in black. I mean Rufus as in white. Could have been a white guy named Rufus. Rufus Wainwright. I think he did it. You know, for the this is just kind of not apropos of anything, but for years there was a defensive lineman for the Denver Broncos named Rulon Jones, and I assumed he was black. He was a white guy. Rulon, I mean, does that figure? Look at that, Craig shaking his head. Every white man within earshot of me is just going, huh, what, what? I didn't know that. So anyway, it could have been some creepy little cat like that who was, gee, Chandra, I really like you. Well, I'm sorry, I can't go out with you. I'm, well, why not? Well, I can't really explain it. I mean, check this out. Suppose she's got a relationship with this condit. It's very hush-hush. It's very under the radar. So for all appearances, this is a woman who would be available to a young man. And maybe some guy who's not too stable in the first place doesn't understand why she won't go out with him. Well, she's being faithful to this condit creep. Why won't you go out with me? Well, she can't say why, because this is on the hush-hush. And the guy starts to get offended, and he gets weird. But like, the cops have thought of all this stuff. You know, I'm not some genius, obviously. If you listen to this show for any great length of time, you know that. Coppers have already thought of all of this. That's probably all 100 guys that they were interviewing. The 100 people they interviewed included some of those guys. Now they want to come back, and they want to interview this guy Condit one more time. This will be interview number 4, which he's already agreed to. Why? Not for the sensational aspect of, well, everybody wants this guy burned somehow, so we better go back and make it happen. But because they must really feel he's got information that they don't, that everybody else they've talked to just doesn't have. He's got some information, and they've talked to him 3 times. You want to know why they want to talk to this guy for a 4th time? Only one reason. Because he wouldn't take the lie detector test under their auspices. He did it with this lawyer, and that's got them, they don't like that. That's got them thinking. That's why. If he would have been straight up front right off the bat, they would have talked to him once, thanks very much, you did it. Why? According to the lie detector test, you're lying to us, you're in jail, you're under arrest. And then he'd be in the can right now, or not, as the case may be. But he wouldn't do it, and now he is just... They got him in their sights, right? I wanted to mention something. This is Hollywood, and I read this, and I really love this. Now, listen to this. UPN, as you know, or may not know, has now the rights to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. If you watch this show, it's not going to be on WB anymore. It's going to UPN. They pilfered it, according to WB. They just took something, a program that they developed, and they also got Roswell from WB. They just took a program that they developed and put it over on UPN, and the guys over at WB are saying, UPN doesn't have any ideas of their own. They just steal stuff from us. And one of the guys at UPN said, well, pretty much he said, yeah, you're right. He said, in an environment where a network's profit margins are so thin and we have to be so careful about our overhead, we're happy to have other networks pick up some of our development costs. Anytime somebody wants to develop Buffy or Roswell, we're happy to take the show and let the credit go. Now that's Hollywood. Good boy, whatever your name is. Just steal, admit that you steal, make the company some money, and man, they're patting you on the ass there near the pool. Atta baby. What a great town. Now, if you're an original thinker, it's a little rough, but the hell. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.